This is the Loopcast for May 26th, 2007. I am Jeff Horwich, and Sandon Totten is here.
Yep, still hanging in there.
Now, we're getting close to June, and that means that our show is coming up for renewal. Right, Sandon?
Yep.
And, of course, both of us are hoping and praying and slipping little notes to the bosses, doing everything we can to make sure that the show will still be around in July. Some people know this. A lot of people don't. This show is what's called a pilot. It has been for its entire existence so far. What is a pilot? How would you define it, Sandon?
We're letting it go, see if it flies, see what sticks to the wall.
Yes. Very much like piloting an airplane.
It's an experimentation phase.
Just throwing it out there. Being a pilot is kind of an interesting existence because you just don't really know what's coming next, but it also gives you a chance to experiment, try new things. And that's what we have been all about and will continue to be, I'm sure, in July, presuming the show continues. Now, as a pilot radio program on public radio, we have got our eyes and ears open for the competition.
Right.
There are lots of other pilot shows out there, right?
Yeah. No, it's fierce.
Yeah. Just a ton of ideas flying around. We thought we'd dedicate today's Loopcast to other public radio pilots that we have run across that are in development. Sort of our competition, the other new ideas that are going to be out there competing for your space on your iPod or your attention on the radio.
Watch out. These are good. These guys are good.
So we're going to turn it over to them in the spirit of fair play, but also just sort of general curiosity about the public radio world. Hope you enjoy these samples from other public radio pilots.
Welcome to another episode of Kids Today. I'm your host, Raymond Johnstone. Our topic today on the show, as always, is the youth of America. What's wrong with them and all the crap they do? We'll start off with the Kids Today newscast. Betty, what's news?
Thank you, Raymond. In local news, some damn kid knocked over my trash can again. Back to you.
Thank you, Betty. Christ, what's with all these kids, huh?
I don't know.
Today's special investigative report is on something I'm sure many of you have heard about whether you want to or not. I'm talking, of course, about the MySpace.com. My damn granddaughter, holy cripes, shut up already. Special investigative reporter Bernie Jackson has been looking into what's up with the damn MySpace.com. Bernie?
What?
What's up with the MySpace.com?
What?
Aw, cripes, turn on your hearing aid.
What?
MySpace.com, Bernie. What's up with the...
Hey, you are listening to the Andre Codrescu Comedy Hour. I'm your host with the most, Andre Codrescu. With me, as always, is the Buzzmeister.
Hey, Andre, my man, what's up?
Not much, Buzzmeister. I'll begin, as always, with a comic monologue. Oh, the forlorn feeling of spotting corpses on the river. Bloated, oozing, faceless. Like the inner untold recesses of my soul, bared suddenly on the surface for all to see. I often wonder where do they come from? So many bodies. But it was a time of revolution, and one did not ask such questions out loud, lest you be sent to Transylvania and impaled upon this spike, which is the tradition there. I would also like to tell you a short story about my cat, Veronica. She would wake up in the morning and lick her paws, like I'd seen her do so many times before, even though the window was still...
Hello, and welcome to What's Up With My Body, a daily summary of all the things that are happening in and to my body. This morning I could barely button my pants. Seriously, I don't know what's up with that. I mean, I had like 2 slices of pizza for dinner last night, but come on. I think something is definitely wrong. Oh, those weird pains I've been having in my Achilles tendons? They're getting worse. They look a little inflamed to me. I mean, really, I think any day now I'm going to be like on the treadmill at the gym and they're just going to pop. It's going to sound like a gun going off. Oh, the test results came back on that weird lump in my chest. The doctor says it's called a sternum. I think I'm going to go for a second opinion. Hey, it's time now for listener emails. Today's email comes from Andrew Thompson, who works in accounting in my office. Andrew writes, I've noticed your scalp has been especially flaky lately. Is this something I should be worried about? Well, Andrew, it's funny you should mention it, because the other day I was totally looking in the mirror and I just saw all these white flakes and was like, oh God, what's up with that? Well, fortunately, Aveda makes this really great shampoo and it smells really good.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm Tony the Life Coach, here as always, taking your calls and questions. I became a life coach because I like fixing problems. So what's your problem? I'll fix it. Let's go to the phones. Sharon from Bensonhurst, this is Tony. What's your problem?
Hi, Tony.
Hey.
I'm really conflicted about my ex-boyfriend. He was really mean to me and I finally told him it was over. But he still comes by all the time, and now I'm not so sure, you know? I mean, maybe I really do love him.
Okay, first of all, what do I look like, Tony the Relationship Fairy? Okay, second of all, what's wrong with you?
What?
What's wrong with you? Quit being all stupid.
I don't really...
Third of all, what's his number?
What?
What's his number? Where does he live?
I don't think
Well, now, where does he live? I'll break his knees. I'll knock his chest in. We're in this whole thing right here, you know?
I don't want to tell you that.
All right, don't be stupid. What's wrong with you? What's his name? Vinny, people don't want no life coaching.
People don't want no life coaching, Tony.
Yeah, right. Vinny, give me the next call. What do we got? Carl from Linwood. Carl, what's your friggin' problem?
Hey, Tony. Great to be on the show. Listen, I just have this problem with my job, man. I feel like I'm going nowhere. You know, I've been working in finance for like...
It's This Canadian Life. I'm Ira Glass. Today's theme, is the grass really greener? Doug says he was tired. He was tired of his job, working at the Molson factory. In fact, Doug said he was even tired of drinking Molson. He was tired of hockey, tired of bacon, and the one thing that ate at him, drove him crazy in fact, he was tired of the ever-present A at the end of all his sentences. He found himself thinking the unthinkable.
What if I was French-Canadian, eh?
It's This Canadian Life. Stick around, eh?
There you have it. Just a taste of some of the other pilots floating around out there in public radio land. Kind of intimidating.
You don't stand a chance.
I didn't know Ira Glass. He's got another show in the works.
Yeah, first a TV show, and you know now he's moving to other countries. I mean,
lots of interesting ideas floating around out there. We can only hope that In the Loop will come out on top. We have got a very interesting show coming up in June that we are just beginning to think about. The idea right now is we're going to do a show on homelessness. Our show will actually be broadcast from the Dorothy Day Center, which is a shelter and dining facility, I guess, in downtown St. Paul.
Right down the street from us, actually.
We're working with them to work out the details. A little more serious show. So maybe we got some of our goofiness out of our system here with this podcast today. Is that what this is about? As you probably guessed, those are not real. We want to thank Jackie Fuller for helping Sandin and myself out with a little fun here on a Friday afternoon. Everybody, have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Yep. Take care.
Just a reminder that you can find In the Loop at minnesotapublicradio.org/In the Loop. And the music you're hearing right now, The Smarts, our house band. More about them at thesmartsband.com. We'll see you.